So I was outside at Robin's house on her front lawn, and I called her from my cell phone. She showed up pretty friggin' fast. "Jesus, Scott," she whispered. "Do you want my dad to crucify me? You know I have a curfew." Robin's dad has loose fists. That's why Robin's mom split to Mexico. She begged Robin to follow, but Robin wanted to stay because of me. What a joke. "Robin, we need to talk," I told her. We stood under her porch light. Her beauty really hurt me. I thought if I shot her in the face, she wouldn't be so beautiful anymore. The gun was in the left pocket of my leather jacket. This was the same leather jacket Robin gave me for my birthday last year. Doesn't smell like leather, but of her shampoo, since she always liked to lean her head against my shoulder. "I told you, Scott, I'm sorry," Robin said, her voice sounding like she was about to cry. "I was drunk, and I shouldn't have gone with Billy, but I did. I screwed up. You're too good for me." Everything Robin told me is true. I mean, her parents are really head cases. Maybe her fucking my brother was Robin's way of telling me to stay away. And I should have stayed away, but I didn't. It was dark, but then a car passed by, and I saw Robin's face in the light, and I thought she smiled. That made me do it. And she sure as hell wasn't smiling when she saw the gun. "Oh, Scott, no, 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 no." Robin started moaning, and instead of running away, she fell to the ground and started clinging to my legs. "Don't kill me," she begged. "Please, don't kill me." And that's how I finally understood. I used to be powerless. But the gun is everything. The gun takes over. So this is what went through my head. Do I really want to kill my girlfriend? What about college? As for jail, who wants to spend the rest of his life in a cell with a bunch of crazy psycho murderers? But I would be a psycho murderer too. But man, that gun, it gave me a jolt. Alright, I'll say it. Holding that gun, seeing Robin practically melting, gave me a hard-on. "Please, God, I'll do anything," she said again and again. "Anything you want." And I knew she would. She would do anything. That's the power of a gun. A blowjob right there. Robin would probably let me fuck her, too. Anything so I wouldn't shoot her. That's why no one should have a gun. Because I'm basically a good guy. A nice guy who was hurt by his girlfriend, but I'm not someone who wants to kill someone. I'm not like those monsters at Columbine. I'm just a normal high school senior who loves soccer and pizza and so wishes his girlfriend hadn't fucked his brother. As I watched Robin, who was just crying and crying, I considered my options. One, I shoot Robin and end up in prison for the rest of my life. Two, I shoot Robin and escape detection and the police think it's a random robbery. Three, I shoot Robin and then I shoot myself and the papers will call it a lover's suicide pact. Four, I shoot Robin and my brother and then drive to New Hampshire to shoot my dad, his new wife, and his three new stepsons. A real family massacre. So which number did I choose? I told Robin the gun was fake. A toy. That I just wanted to scare her. I watched her race back into her house. Me? I fell down on the lawn. Then I puked all over my new sneakers.